can recite after me. Bhadraṁ karne bhishrunuyāma devāha. Bhadraṁ karne bhishrunuyāma devāha. Bhadraṁ paśye mākṣa bharyajatrāha. Sthirai rangai istushtu vāgam sastanu bihi. Vyashema devahi taiya dāyuhu. Swasti na indro vriddhashravaha.
Swasti na indro vriddhashravaha.
Swasti na pusha vishvavedaha.
Swasti na pusha vishvavedaha.
Swasti na starkshyo arishtanemihi.
Swasti na starkshyo arishtanemihi.
Swasti no brihaspatir dadhatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti
Shantihi. Om. Here, any mantra begins with Omkaraha. I told you every time I came here, I explained any mantra, I explained this. A mantra begins with Omkara because Om is an auspicious utterance. Because it is a sound symbol of the Lord, the whole. In fact, Omkara is used for contemplation as well as meditation. Omkara is taken for both Nirguna Brahma Upasanam and Saguna Brahma Upasanam. It's used for meditation as well as for contemplation. In fact, in Mandukya Upanishad, the Omkara is, the meaning of Omkara is unfolded there in the mantras. Anyway, I'm not going to the details now. So, mantra begins with Omkara. Om. Then here, in this particular mantra, we come across this word Bhadram. Bhadram is a synonym of the words Shubham, Mangalam, Kalyanam, Sham, Shivam, Swasti. All these words mean the same. You must have heard this word, no? Swasti, Sham, Shivam, Shubham, Mangalam, Kalyanam, Bhadram. All the words mean the same. So Bhadram means what? Sham means what? Shivam means what? Same meaning. Auspiciousness. Auspiciousness means what? Happiness. Happiness means what? That which does not cause unhappiness. And that which does not cause unhappiness and that which drives away the unhappiness once understood. And that which is free from unhappiness. See? That which is free from dukkham and that which does not cause dukkham and that knowing which dukkham is driven away is happiness. Dukkha rahitam, dukkha ajanakam, dukkha, you know, duri karanam. That which dukkham duri karoti, that which drives away the dukkham, that which does not cause dukkham, that which is free from dukkham. is happiness, auspiciousness. This is what is Mangalam. This is the meaning of the word Mangalam, Kalyanam, Sham, Shivam, Shubham. The auspiciousness. It's a noun. Therefore, Bhadram, the mantra begins with an auspicious utterance, Om, which is sound symbol of the Lord, the whole. Purnasya Bhagavataha Shabdatmakam. Then Shabda, the word, sound symbol of the Lord, the whole is Om. Then it comes, Bhadram Karne Bhishranayama Devaha. So here you seek the help of all the devatas, all the natural phenomena. Every phenomenon is manifestation of Ishvara only. Therefore, every phenomenon which is looked upon as devata in the Vedic tradition, Vedic culture. So devaha, you call all these devatas, e devaha, sambodhana prathama, in vocative case, e devaha, bhadram, Shrunuyama Bhadram Karnebihi. Karnebihi is a Vedic usage. It must be Karnaihi or Karnabhyam. Isn't it? Karnena, Karnabhyam, Karnaihi. It must be Karnabhyam. But in Vedic usage, we have Karnebihi. So may we, Karnebihi Shrunuyama, may we hear only auspicious things through our ears. Means may whatever we hear bring auspiciousness to us. Which means may we not hear, it also implies what? May we not hear anything which will become an obstacle for discovering auspiciousness. That's the meaning. Bhadram Shunuyama Karnebihi, Karnabhyam Bhadram Shrunuyama. Which means, may we be prepared, may we be able to listen to the unfoldment of subject matter of the Shastram properly, so that we can understand the facts, understand reality, thereby we can discover the auspiciousness. So may we not be distracted by anything else which will take our mind, drag our mind away from the subject matter of the Shastra. That's the main, it's all, this is the meaning. So may we not listen to anything which will distract our attention from the subject matter of the Shastra, which will deprive us from listening to the Shastram. So may we listen to the Shastram. So may whatever may we listen, may we listen only to the auspicious things. May we not listen to things which will make us unhappy. Bhadram Karne Bhishranuyama Devaha. It's a prayer. Because we have no say over external world of objects. We have no say over things. You know, even if you don't want to hear anything, wrong things may come and fall into your ear. Unwanted, unpleasant, unhappy, horrible things may happen to listen. Therefore, we have no say. That's why we seek Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan in the form of devatas. May Bhagavan of devatas bless us with the auspiciousness, that may we not hear anything which will bring inauspiciousness to us. Bhadram Karne Bhishrunuyama Devaha. Bhadram Pashyemakshabharyajatraha. So Devaha, again we use another word, Yajatraha. Yajatraha is a synonym of the word Devaha. Yajanat Trayate iti Yajatraha. Why devatas devas are called yajatraha. Yajanam, yajanam means worship. Yagaha, yajnaha, yajanam, all these words mean the same. It means worship. Trayate means protects. So the protector of the worshipper is called yajatraha. Yajantam trayate iti yajatraha. Yajanat trayate iti yajatraha. The one who protects the worshipper is called, the devatas or devas are called worshippers, the protectors of the worshippers. If you worship Lord Varuna, you will be blessed with rains. If you worship Agni, you will be blessed with. So if worshipping any devata will bless you with, suppose Surya Devata, you will be blessed with. You will be blessed by the devata. So you will be protected. So devatas are rakshakaha also. Therefore, yajatraha. So those who worship, protect the worshippers are called devatas. Therefore, yajatraha. So, hey yajatraha, protectors of the worshippers, bhadram pashyema akshabihi. Same prayer again. May we see only things which are auspicious to us. May we see things which bring auspiciousness to us. Amangala vastuni na pashyema. May we not see things which will distract our minds, you know, from Shastram. Study of the Shastram. Which will help us keep focus our mind in Shastram. May we see only things which will help us, bless us to focus attention, subject matter of the Shastram. May we not see things which will drag our minds towards other things. Therefore, may we see things only which will bring auspiciousness to us. May we not see things which will drag attention towards things which are not auspicious. For bhadram pashyema akshabharyajatraha. Good prayer. Very thoughtfully said. People come and ask what to chant, what mantra to chant. I tell you, so many mantras are there. Any mantra you chant it with Shraddha, one mantra you chant it repeatedly. So good people come and ask what to chant, what to pray. Which to pray, what to recite, what to pray. Sometimes, you know, if you really know the efficacy of these prayers, how efficacious these prayers are, if you have Shraddha, chant this mantra, one mantra is enough. You will be taken care of repeatedly. Bhadram Kanyabhi Shunayama, we keep on saying, you will end up. Listen subject matter of the Shastram, somehow. So many are there, you have no time to chant all the mantras. Take one mantra if you really understand the significance of the worship and efficacy of these prayers. The Shraddha, if you understand these mantras are not simple, they sound simple. Really, if you genuinely, intensely, if you recite these mantras, you will get the phalam. You will get really what you pray for, you must be aware of. Bhadram kanne bhishrunuyama devaha. Bhadram pashyem akshabharyajatraha. Sthirai rangai istushtu vagam sastanu bihi. Vyashema devahi tayyadayuhu. Yad ayuhu devahitam. Devahitam means ordained by the Lord. What has been ordained by the Lord? Ayuhu. The span of life. Yad ayuhu. The span of life ordained by the Lord. ordained by law, Bhagavan, in the form of law and order. We have not decided our date of birth. Nor can we decide our date of death also. Even if people decide they commit to suicide also, they don't decide it much earlier. On such and such a date, I'm going to commit a suicide. They do it. So the date of death and date of birth, we are not in our hands. We don't decide. It is ordained, but it is there definitely. Already predetermined date of birth. Predetermined date of death also. How, when? No. How much you struggle, you cannot know. It is there. That is why Devahitam, ordained by Bhagavan in the form of law and order. Yad ayuhu Devahitam, may that span of life ordained by Bhagavan, whatever span of life ordained by Bhagavan, may we live that span of life. How Vyashema, may we spend Vyashema. Yad ayuhu Devahitam, tad Vyashema, may we spend how? Enjoying healthy limbs, not with a lot of pain. We have span of life, but a lot of problems. So healthy limbs. Enjoying healthy limbs, and what should we do? Enjoying healthy limbs, singing in praise of the Lord. Singing in praise of the Lord means what? Appreciating Bhagavan in the form of law and order. Appreciating Bhagavan's presence. Singing the glories means not simply you are that and you are dead. That's okay, initially. Of understanding the concept of Bhagavan, Ishvara. So may we live this span of life ordained by Bhagavan, Him of Law and Order. Appreciating, understanding the concept of Ishvara. And singing the glories of Bhagavan. Glories means appreciating the Bhagavan's contributions for our well-being. Thankfully, worshipfully, prayerfully, may we spend this life, span of life. Even in Tamil we say, Avan Arulal Avan Thal Patri. Even to pray to Bhagavan, worship Bhagavan, to appreciate Bhagavan, to appreciate how much we are given, how much we are blessed with, you need grace. Otherwise, we will not realize that. So that's why here the prayer is what? Yad ayuhu devahitam, may that the lifespan ordained by Bhagavan, may we spend that span of life enjoying healthy limbs and healthy body, singing the glories of Bhagavan, singing the hymns of praise of Bhagavan. Vyashem devahitai yadayuh swastina indro vriddhashravah. Now we ask, go to Indra. We seek, specify the devata called Indra. Now Indra stands for the physical prowess. Physical prowess personified is Indra. Who is Indra? Is a devata. Your physical prowess is looked upon as devata. Therefore, swasti na indro. So swasti again is auspiciousness, mangalam. So indraha mangala dayakaha bhavatu. May Lord Indra bless us with auspiciousness. Means what? May we have the appropriate physical prowess that we would be able to accomplish the end called moksha. That is the meaning. So Vriddhashravaha means the one who is most popular, one who is most the well known in the scriptures. When they perform yagas, Indra is always there. A lot of ahutis are offered to Lord Indra. Indra is well known devata. Therefore Vriddhashravaha means the most popular, well known Lord Indra. Indra Devata bring auspiciousness to us, bless us with auspiciousness. This is the meaning of the line, ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನ ಇಂದ್ರೋ ವೃದ್ಧಶ್ರವಾಃ. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್, ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನಃ ಪೂಷಾ ವಿಶ್ವವೇದಾಃ. ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್. ಸಮ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ನೋ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಔಟ್ ದಿ ಮೇಕ್ ದಿ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಅಂಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನಃ ಪೂಷಾ ವಿಶ್ವವೇದಾಃ. ಸಿ, ವೃದ್ಧಶ್ರವಾಃ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಅಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಇಂದ್ರ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿಶ್ವವೇದಾಃ ಅಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪೂಷಾ. ಪೂಷಾ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಅದರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್. ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪೂಷಾ. ಸೂರ್ಯ, ಆದಿತ್ಯ, ಭಾಸ್ಕರ, ದಿವಾಕರ, ದಿನಕರ, ದಿನೇಶ, ಆಯತ್ಕೃತಿಂ ಫ್ಯುಗೋ ಗಭಸ್ತಿಮಾನ್ ರವರಶ್ಮಿಮಾನ್, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಅಕ್ರಾಸ್. ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಯು ನೋ ಈಸ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಪೂಷಾ. ಪೂಷಾ ಮೀನ್ ವೈ ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪೂಷಾ. ವೈ ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಸನ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್, ಎಸ್ ಯು ಎನ್ ಸನ್. ವೈ ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸನ್, ಇಸ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಹೂ ನೋಸ್ ಲ್ಯಾಟಿನ್ ಆರ್ ಗ್ರೀಕ್? ಮೇಬಿ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ವೈ ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸನ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್. ದ ರೂಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಮ್ ಔಟ್, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ. ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತಂ ಎವ್ರಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಸೂರ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸುಷ್ಟು ಈರಯತಿ ಇತಿ ಸೂರ್ಯ. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಎನರ್ಜೈಸಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಏನೋ ಎನ್ಲಿವನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಪೂಷಾ, ವೈ ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪೂಷಾ. ಪೋಷಯತಿ ಇತಿ ಪೂಷಾ, ಪುಷ್ ಧಾತು ನ ಪುಷ್ ನಾತಿ ನ ಪೋಷಕ. ಸೊ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ನರಿಷಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಎನ್ಲಿವನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಎನರ್ಜೈಸಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ರಿಮೈನಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ನ್ಯೂಟ್ರಿಯಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಹರ್ಬ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ದೆಫೋರ್ ಪೂಷಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೇ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದೋ ವಿಶ್ವವೇದಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಒನ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ದೇವತಾ ಇಸ್ ದ ದೇವತಾ ಹೂ ಕೆನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಮಿಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಇನ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ಶ್ರೀರುದ್ರಂ ದೆರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್, ಇವನ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ವಿಮನ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾರಿ ವಾಟರ್ ದೇ ಕೆನ್ ಸೀಸ್ ದ ಸನ್, ಇವನ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಕೌಹರ್ಡ್ ಬಾಯ್ಸ್ ಕೆನ್ ಸಿ ದ ಸನ್. ವೈ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಕೆನ್ ಸಿ ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷ ದೇವತಾ ಸೂರ್ಯ, ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸನ್ ಗಾಡ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಸನ್, ನೋಬಡಿ ಕೆನ್ ಸೇ ಹೂ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸನ್, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಹೂ ಸನ್ ಇಸ್, ನೋಬಡಿ ಕೆನ್ ಸೇ ದಟ್. ಇಂದ್ರಾವರ್ಣ ಐ ಕೆನ್ ಸೇ, ವೆರ್ ಆಸ್ ಹೂ ಸನ್ everybody knows. That is why Vishwavedaha means the one who is known by all the people is called Vishwavedaha. The Surya Devata who is Pusha, Sarvesham Jantunam Poshakaha. This Pusha, the enlivener, energizer, the nourisher of all the beings is Sun God. The one who is well known by all the beings also. Such sun god, Surya Devata, bring auspiciousness to us. Means, bless us with all auspiciousness. Means, may all these devatas bless us that we are able to pursue our knowledge, pursue our study of the Shastram, and we can have right understanding of the subject matter of the Shastram. So, Swasti na Indro Vriddhashravaha. ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನಃ ಪೂಷಾ ವಿಶ್ವವೇದಾಃ. ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನಸ್ತಾರ್ಕ್ಷೋ ಅರಿಷ್ಟನೇಮಿಹಿ. ನೌ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ತಾರ್ಕ್ಷ್ಯಃ. ತಾರ್ಕ್ಷ್ಯಃ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಈಗಲ್, ಗರುಡ. ಯು ನೋ ಗರುಡಾಸ್ ಮದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ತೃಕ್ಷ್ಯ, ಫಾದರ್ ಇಸ್ ತೃಕ್ಷ್ಯಃ. ವಿಸೇದೆಸೆ ತೃಕ್ಷಸ್ಯ ಅಪತ್ಯಂ ಪುಮಾನ್ ತಾರ್ಕ್ಷ್ಯ. ಸೊ ಮೇ ದಿಸ್ ಗರುಡ ದೇವತಾ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ದೇವ ಈಗಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ಸಿ ಎವ್ರಿ ಫಿನಾಮಿನನ್ ಅಸ್ ದೇವತಾ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ಮೇ ದಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗರುಡ ನೋ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಆಸ್ಪೀಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ದೆಲ್ ಬಿ ಸಮ್ ಆಬ್ಸ್ಟಕಲ್, ಸಮ್ ಅಬ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೈ ವಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಗರುಡ ಹಿಯರ್? ಗರುಡ this Vainateya, Garuda is known for his unobstructed flight. Very elegant, and nobody can stop Garuda when he starts flying. You know that? That's why he's called The one who is of unobstructed flight, eagle. One who is unobstructed flight. Other birds' flight, no, they can have some obstacles, some obstruction, because Garuda goes very, they're very elegant. The one who is of very elegant flight and also unobstructed flight. Swasti nastarkshyo arishtanemihi. Arishtanemihi means one who is of unobstructed flight. So may Garuda, the Bhagavan him of eagle devata, bless us with auspiciousness. Which means let our pursuit of study be obstacle-free study, obstruction-free study. May understanding also be, you know, obstruction-free understanding. A lot of patibandhas might come and confuse you. The vagueness might come and really stop you there. Sometimes, you know, suddenly people lose interest in Vedanta also. They study very seriously. Suddenly interest goes. Been listening all the time. Brahma, Atma, Indriyani, we listen all these things and then what is this? Nothing happens. We only have knowledge, we don't know experience. People come with all sorts of complaints because they don't really study systematically and then they get into trouble. They feel sort of nearest, they feel this sort of, it becomes insipid for them after some time. They feel bored and they want some experience. We have knowledge, we don't have experience. Something get confused. They give up also. So here we say, let the understanding be obstruction-free, vagueness-free, obstacle-free understanding. Let the study also be what? You know, obstacle-free study. So may Bhagavan in the form of Tarkshya bless us with auspiciousness. Which implies, may all Bhagavan in the form of all the phenomena, all the natural phenomena, bless us with auspiciousness. Auspiciousness means may all of them be in conducive. May all of them be in such a way that they conduce, that we have conducive atmosphere for our study. So may Bhagavan bless us with auspiciousness. So may all the obstacles arising from three different sources be removed. This is the simplest meaning of this Shanti Mantra. Okay, we'll read this again. So we'll continue our class tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow actually I'll enter into the actual text.
Om भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः स्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
स्वस्ति नः बृहस्पतिः ददातु सुबृहस्पतिः Another Devata, the Guru, Brihaspati Devata is a Guru. The Jupiter, not Dakshinamurti, you get confused. So, may Bhagavan of the Guru, Brihaspati, bless us with auspiciousness. Generally, we say, may Bhagavan in the form of all the phenomena, all the devatas bless us with auspiciousness. That may our study be obstacle-free, obstruction-free study. And may our pursuit of knowledge be complete and fulfilled. This is the prayer. This is a simple meaning of the mantra. anything, any significance extra what I have to say, I'll explain again in due course of the classes. This mantra also I'll explain again.